You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You know you need help, you know you need to delegate tasks, but you're terrified to share your passwords. The thought of losing all of your hard-earned followers, being hacked, maybe you've heard horror stories, or you just fear that some of your sensitive, most private, and even financial information could be at risk. I get it, and your concerns are valid, especially if you're someone who's spent considerable time growing an online digital business. Your online assets, your digital assets are as valuable and sometimes more valuable than the money we have in our bank accounts. But today I've got really good news for you. I'm going to share with you a system, a method that you need to follow that is going to better ensure that your digital assets are protected. Because let's face it, you've got to have help. There's no way you're going to accomplish all the things that you want to. Your dream is contained by the size of your team. And if you can't trust your team to use your passwords, well, then that's going to limit the size of your dream. I want to start by saying that there's no way to 100% ensure ourselves of complete protection. And this is true whether you're sharing your passwords with a family member or a staff member or a consultant. Like, people are just people and technologies are always changing. Having said that, just like anything else, there are ways that you can best ensure that your information, your assets are well protected. And you have to. You really have no choice. If you aren't willing to share your passwords, you've got to question if, in fact, you're just like afraid of growth. Because your business can't grow if you aren't having people help you. You're going to need to share your passwords if at any point, and I hope you are, you're going to run Facebook ads or Instagram ads. If you want help in growing your business, either you have to do it all, or you have to enlist the help of others. And if you're going to enlist the help of others, we have to make sure that all of your assets are protected. And I have learned this the hard way. So in 2015, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to link to an episode where I talked about getting hacked. I'm also going to link to an episode that I think is really important for anyone and everyone to listen to if you're like, I could probably be a little bit better about my online security. Like, if that's you, I don't mean to jinx you, but it's not if you're going to get hacked, it's when. So I'm going to list two episodes. Number one, the one where I share what happened to us when we got hacked, and it cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was so scary. It got so gnarly. Like, I can't even relive it, but it's a pretty freaking fascinating story. So I think you're going to love listening to that one. But better yet, most importantly, not for entertainment purposes, but for protection purposes, I want you to listen to another episode that I'll list below this in our show description that will walk you through like all the things you need to do so that you don't get hacked, so that you don't have one of these things happen. And then lastly, I'm going to link to an episode that we've done if for some reason you're watching this because you've already been hacked and what to do in that event, because it's so scary and it's not easy. And people to this day continue to reach out to me saying like, can you help me? We've just been hacked. And like, there's very little, I can't do anything for you, but I can tell you what you need to do. And that's in that third episode that I promised you I would link. But today we're talking about, what do you do if you, well, you know you need to share your passwords, you know that you have to give other people access to some of your accounts. How do you do so in such a way that your assets are protected? Step one is you must download a password manager. But it goes beyond that. Once you are a business, once you're an entrepreneur, once you start working with other people, you have to have certain policies and procedures in place, standards. It's like anything else in life. If it's important to you, you need to make sure that the people who you're working with and the people who you're surrounded by, that they follow the same policies and procedures. So absolutely every consultant that we work with and every, you know, staff member, anyone who's going to be working with us on a regular basis, they have to use a password manager, and they have to use the one that we use, which is 1Password. And, you know, I think there's quite a few other password managers that are equally as good as, I mean, I'm kind of biased around 1Password. It's the one we've been using the longest. It's one that's had the least breaches, but they will give you complete peace of mind. There is no better way to protect all of your assets than using a password manager and making sure that everybody follows the same policies and procedures when it comes to how they share that information. Once you have a password manager, and I'm going to use 1Password as the example, but please know, we teach our students how to do this in the Marketing Impact Academy. And of all the other companies that, well, there's like 4 or 5 that are pretty reputable, the process is virtually the same. So what I'm sharing with you will work whether you're using 1Password, Dashlane, or one of the others. Other password managers, and by the way, these are both apps, and you can also find them online. Like, so you can go to the website or you can download the app. LastPass, 1Password, and Dashlane. Those are the 3 biggest. Now, I'm going to list a couple of others for you in our show description, but personally, I think you want to go with one of these big 3. They've been around the longest, and therefore they are the most reputable and least likely to have a data breach. If you are an entrepreneur and you've got a team or consultants that you work with, get the paid version. I think there are also free versions of most of these things too, but get the paid version. You are always, like, you want top of the line when it comes to protecting your digital assets. Listen, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who wants to create a bigger brand, make an impact, you've got to take care of your brain. Yes, you have to take care of your body, obviously. But I think we underestimate how important it is. Like, this is what gives us the competitive advantage. Yet so many entrepreneurs that I talk to are completely sleep deprived. So I want to talk to you about a supplement that could possibly help your sleep in a huge way. That's why I want to mention a supplement that almost every person is deficient in naturally, and that's magnesium. Now, magnesium is huge for sleep. I mean, it will change your sleep because most people, like I said, don't even realize that they are deficient in magnesium. But I'm kind of like on this magnesium kick because it has so many other benefits. When your magnesium levels are optimal, you're able to relax more. It improves your digestion. It supports muscle recovery, bone density, healthy digestion. It's quite remarkable all the different ways that magnesium has an impact on even our metabolism. Maybe you've done a magnesium supplement in the past and didn't notice much, and that's probably because you were taking a supplement that only had like 1 or 2 different forms of magnesium. So I've discovered this supplement that has all 7 forms of magnesium, so you don't have to take like 7 different pills. It's all in one. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. You've probably seen me post about it on my Instagram stories. Anyways, I just really think it's something all entrepreneurs need to consider. So I am encouraging you to try it for yourself. You can get yours by using our link. It's at magbreakthrough.com/BYT. BYT as in build your tribe. And then when you check out, you want to use that code. You'll see the discount. You'll get another 10% discount when you use the code BYT. So again, it's magbreakthrough.com/BYT. Let me know what you think. Get the paid version. You are always, like, you want top of the line when it comes to protecting your digital assets. Now, depending on the brand that you decide to go with, they may call it something different. But on 1Password, it's called a vault. So once I've opened up my own 1Password account, then I can open up a separate vault. And within my vaults, these are professional vaults. So I can set up a vault that's just for people who are on my social media team. I can set up a vault that's just for my personal assistants and my husband. I can set up an account that is just temporary for a consultant that we might be working with on a project where maybe this consultant needs access to my Facebook, my Instagram, and my TikTok. So I can give them access in that vault and just those items. So what's really nice about using a password manager is these things are available to them at any time once you give them access to the vault. Does that make sense? So it's like they have the keys, but they can only see the things that you've placed in their specific vault. Password managers will often tell you if you have accounts, once you've entered them all, they will tell you which accounts have weak passwords. Let the password manager generate for you an encrypted password. So these are passwords that are very difficult for anyone to figure out. They afford you far more protection. And these are the kind of passwords that you won't be able to remember, and neither will anyone else. And that's why you always want to use a password manager. Most of these apps also have an authentication app within the app, so which is really nice because then you don't have to use two-factor authentication. And let me explain why that's super beneficial if you have a team. So I have two-factor authentication set up on all of my accounts, and they all go to my phone. That means if one of my VAs is logging into my Instagram and she lives in the Philippines and she's working at, you know, 1 a.m. my time, and she logs in, she needs that code sent to her from me that was just sent to my phone because I have two-factor authentication on it. But if you're using an authentication app within 1Password, which is all encrypted, now if I've given her access to that vault, she now has access at 1 a.m. if she needs to that authentication number, which expires after a certain number of seconds. And I think before we go much further, I want to answer some questions about, even once you learn this whole process, there's still going to be some of you who are just really nervous to trust people. And that's a mindset. That's a mindset that's going to hold you back. If you are bringing people onto your team who you don't really know who they are, and you're giving them access to really important information, that's a mistake. I think you have to vet your candidates very carefully. And while there are some situations and circumstances where you have to give somebody a password without having a lot of history with them, that's a risk we have to take as entrepreneurs. I mean, that's, you know, part of doing business is being able to assess risk and realize, like, okay, if I don't do this, then I don't have Facebook ads. Or if I don't do this, then I have to do all the work myself. And can I really afford to do that? It's a matter of trust. And then it's also a matter of recognizing that the biggest entrepreneurs that you can think of, they're doing this. And it's not just because they're, you know, texting people their passwords. That's not how they're doing it. They're all using password managers, and you can too. It's just a process. There's a little bit of a learning curve for both you and the people that you work with. It's probably a little bit more for you because you're going to make sure that everyone's following the same policies and procedures. It's also a little bit more work for you, the entrepreneur, because you need to enter every single account that you have into your password manager. There's no more trying to remember passwords. That is ridiculous. There's no more trying to make up passwords. That is ridiculous. They should all be encrypted, and they should all be made up by the password manager. And then you just get everybody on the team to follow the same procedures. Once you have your password manager set up and you have the separate vaults, even if you don't use vaults, once you have everything set up and you need to share, let's say, the password to your Instagram, you'll just go into that specific login on your password manager. You'll click share, and that will send an encrypted message to the person who you're sending it to. Now, they won't get the password. What they're going to get is a link that allows them to log into your password manager. What I really love about the vaults and seeing each and every person's name and email address who I've invited to a specific vault is it allows me to also go back whenever I want to and revoke privileges. I can change the passwords from within. I can remove their privileges. So in many ways, it gives you all the power and control. I do believe, however, it's really important that when you have turnover, or let's just say there's someone who they're no longer working in your Instagram account or Facebook or whatever account it is, your GoDaddy, if that person is no longer doing that work, you want to remove them from that vault and change the password just to be safe. Now, we've never had a problem with it, but I think it's just really important to do that because if somebody has access to that person's phone, you just never know. So better safe than sorry. Practice good password management, not just with your password manager, but with your own personal practices. That's a lot of P's. Again, using a password manager does have a little bit of a learning curve, but all of these companies have made tons and tons and tons of tutorials that make it really simple for you to understand how to set these up, how to set it up if you have a team, how to share passwords that are encrypted, anything, even to understand, because a lot of people are like, wait a second, so if all of my passwords are in one manager app, doesn't that like really put me at risk? And without me going all into the details and specifics of it, no, it does not. It's the safest alternative you have next to writing down your passwords on a sticky note and putting it on the front of your laptop. That's what my dad did. I'm like, we're in the airport. I looked across at him. I'm like, Dad, are those your passwords? And he's like, I'm like, help, help. Are you tech support for your parents too? It's hysterical. My dad's like, can you tell me why my computer's running so slow? He had never closed one window. You know how like you open up a tab? He had like 700 tabs. He thought that every time you went on the internet, you had to open up a new window and never close the tab. I digress. You can figure this out. I know that you are much more technologically advanced than you think you are. A person who I love, if you're trying to figure out which password manager you want to, like if one's better than another, go watch Steve Dotto. His channel's called Dotto Tech, and I will link to him below. But he does a great job of reviewing the different password managers. Again, I'm very partial to 1Password. Our whole team uses it. The last thing I wanted to mention to you is if you do have a virtual assistant or somebody in that's working in a virtual capacity, whether it's in the United States or overseas, if they're not in your city and Instagram or Facebook or TikTok detects that there's login activities, maybe at the same time, like you're in LA and this person's in the Philippines, the Instagram and TikTok, for your protection, will sense and pick up on the fact that there's activity in different countries or in different areas of the country at the same time. And in many instances, I've had students who have their accounts frozen for 14 days, even 30 days, or your account closed due to suspicious activity. So as an extra added precaution, and also because I think in some instances it does hurt the algorithm, we have all of our VAs log in using a VPN, virtual private network, and then we have them select the city, which you can do with a VPN, so that it's using an IP address from the same city that I'm in. That way, Instagram's not seeing suspicious activity, and it's just one additional step. Most VPNs are very, very low cost. That's something that we pay for our team, so that if I am asking them to use a VPN, then, and some of them just already have them anyways, but that's something that you should probably pay for as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, because it's for your own protection. Listen, I know it's scary, but I also know you have no other alternative because you need help, you need to grow, and that does require trusting the help of others. Just make sure you have the right policies in place. Hey, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, even though it's cybersecurity. I hope I made it fun, and now we're done. Oh, and don't forget to check those links below that I mentioned that are going to keep you out of trouble because you do not want to get hacked. You do not want that to happen. It's horrible. All right, I'll see you soon. We'll be right back.